church say amen. Amen. Truly it's a privilege and an honor to be in the house of the Lord again. Amen. So let us just stand for a word of prayer. And a few songs of worship and we'll get right into a little lesson here today. Amen. Let's pray. Most gracious Heavenly Father, Lord, we thank you, Lord God, first of all, Lord God, for giving us traveling mercy, Lord God. Your good graces throughout the day, Lord God, your angels, how they just encamped around us, Lord, and kept us safe from all hurt, harm, or danger, Lord God. Lord, we don't count these things lightly, Lord God. If we, Lord God, can had an opportunity to just look and see how the enemy is just sending spirits to harm us all day long. But Lord God, it's only you, oh Father God, that keep us, Lord. And we just say thank you, Father. Lord, we just say thank you, Lord God, for allowing us, oh Father God, to be gathered together, Lord God, in this place, Lord. Lord God, the feast, Lord God, from the full body word of God. Lord God, to be, Lord God, grow in you, O Father God. Lord God, to die out, Lord God. Lord, to be elevated, O Father God. Lord God, we just love you, O Father, for what you're doing in this hour, Lord. Lord, we thank you, Lord God, for your divine election, O God. Lord God, you chose us, Lord God. Lord, we are one in a million, Lord. Lord God, and we come this evening, Lord God, to give you glory, O God. Lord God, to open our mouths and with our lips, Lord God. And Lord, we with the little strength we have left, Lord, we gave out today. But Lord God, we come, Lord God, to just give what we have left to you. Lord God, and may you meet us here, Lord, and feed us, oh Father God. Strengthen us, oh God, for the journey that's ahead, Lord. Oh God, we need you, Lord God. Lord God, we don't depend on our own strength, Lord. We know, Lord God, that we will utterly fail, oh Father God, on our own. Lord, we're no match, oh Father God, in this body of flesh, Lord God. That constant, oh Father God, is an enemy to us, Lord God. Takes us in the opposite direction of your word, Lord God. Because we've been accustomed, oh Father God. We've been accustomed over the years, oh Father God, and trained over the years, oh Father God, to do things a certain way, Lord God. Because we're here, Lord God, in this Satan's Eden, oh Father. Well, give us the strength, Lord God, to go the opposite direction, Lord. To go the direction, oh Father God, Lord God, that you would have us to go, Lord. That road is not popular all the time, Lord. We have to go against the grain a lot of times, Lord God. And Lord God, we need your divine direction, oh Father God. Help us, oh Father. Strengthen us, oh Father God. We come with a humble heart. Bowed heads, oh Father God, and uplifted hands this evening. Lord, we love you. We say thank you, Lord. Be with us this evening in Jesus' precious name. Everybody say amen. Amen. Hallelujah. That's all right. Give him a praise offering. It's all right to worship him. It's all right to worship him this evening. Amen. He's been too good. Amen. Amen. Here I am to worship. Two words. Can you take that key up? Go ahead. Here I am to say that you're my God. We're all together lovely. All together, all together, dear, full to me. light of the world, you came down into darkness. Open my eyes, let me see. Beauty that made this heart adore you. Hope of a life spent with you. Hallelujah. So here I am to work. Here I am to bow down. Here I am to say that you're my God. You're altogether lovely, altogether worthy, altogether full to me. Oh, King of all days, oh, so highly exalted, glorious, van above. Humbly you came to the earth you created, all for love's sake became poor. Oh, so here I am. Hallelujah. Yes. Thank you, Lord God. Oh, we worship you, Heavenly Father. Thank you, Lord God. Oh, for all you're doing, oh Lord God. Oh, bless us here this evening, oh God. Yes, yes. All together, one. All together, wonderful to me. I'll never know how much it costs to see my sins upon that cross. I'll never know it cause to see my sins upon that cross. Oh, so here I am to worship. Here I am. Oh, here I am to say that you're my God. You're altogether lovely, altogether worthy, altogether wonderful to me. Hallelujah. Give the Lord a praise offering. Amen. We want to sing that song. Fill my cup, Lord. I lift it up, Lord. Amen. Hallelujah. How many feel that way? I certainly feel that way. Fill my cup, Lord. Amen. Fill my cup, Lord. I lift it up, Lord. Come and quench this thirsting of my soul. Bread of heaven, feed me till I want no more. Fill my cup, fill it up and make me whole. Fill my cup, Lord. I lift it up, Lord. Come and quench this thirsting of my soul. Bread of heaven, feed me till I want no more. Fill my cup, fill it up, and make me whole. Let's sing that again with all our hearts. Fill my cup, Lord. Yes, Lord. I lift it up, Lord. Come and quench. Oh, yes, God. Oh, thank you, Lord. Bread of heaven, feed me till I want no more. Fill my cup, fill it up, and make me whole. Hallelujah. Have thine own way, God. Have thine own way, Lord. Have thine own way. Oh, you, the potter, I am the clay. Mold me and shape me after thine will. While I am waiting, yielded and still, have thine own way, Lord. Have thine own way. Thou art the potter. I am the clay. For my soul's sweep, oh, for my soul's sweet spirit, sweep over my soul, oh, my rest. It's complete while I sit at your feet, sweet spirit, sweep over my soul. time with all your hearts. Sweep home. Oh, let me hear you sing it. Sing it like you mean it. Sing it like you mean it this evening. Oh, my. Worship the Lord thy God. Worship the Lord thy God this evening. My rest is complete while I'm at your feet, sweet spirit. Oh, my. Hallelujah. My. Do you feel that? I don't know about you. Maybe it starts from here and go out. But do you feel that? Amen. The atmosphere has changed just a little bit. Amen. We got the road dust off of us. Amen. You love the Lord. Worship the Lord. Give him his due. Worship the Lord. Glory to God. He is sweet, I know. Amen. Has he been good to you? Amen. We may take our seats. I won't hold you long. Just have a real short little thought here. Amen. I trust that it'll be edifying to your soul. Amen. This evening. Amen. You pray for me. Amen. Keep me in your prayers. The Lord is so good. His mercy and grace endureth forever. Amen. Let us grab our Bibles and we'll turn to, let's go to Hebrews. We're going to go to Hebrews 6 since that's where we've been. Amen. Working with in the Bible study. Amen. Amen. We have a wonderful service on Sunday. Yes. Amen. Still been, amen, feasting on that. Hebrews 6. We'll just start that from the 6th chapter, 6th verse. Amen. Won't keep you standing longer than you can be seated. And then we'll read a few other scriptures to put into context what was the point that we're trying to get across this evening. Amen. If they shall fall away, to renew them again unto repentance, seeing they crucify themselves the Son of God afresh, and put him to an open shame. Amen. For the earth that drinketh up, that drinketh in the rain that cometh oft upon it, and bringeth forth herbs, meat, for them by whom it is dressed, receiveth blessings from God. May the Lord add a blessing to the reading of his word. Amen. And you know, the prophet preached a message, you may be seated, the seed of discrepancy. And in that, he brought that scripture there out. And he said, that seventh verse, he said, but the earth which drinketh in the rain that cometh often upon it. Often upon it. Now, we realize that that rain, that water, even the pastor have been talking on it lately about how you need that rain, amen, to soften you up. Amen. You go into a dry place and that vegetation there becomes so hard and prickly because there's been no rain. Amen. And we look back there in the children of Israel, in the wilderness, and
But Moses smote the rock, and it brought forth water. Amen. He said that was a beautiful type of Christ being smitten. And once he smitten, he brought forth the water, which is the Holy Spirit. Amen. He said, behold, I'll send you a comforter. Amen. But first, that rock, which was Jesus, had to be, it was smitten. Amen. Which is the perfect type there. Saying that, and you know, the prophet was bringing it out. He said he saw a picture one day, and they had someone had a recollection, and they painted it, and it showed like a little drop coming out of that rock. But he said, oh no, that rock fed cattle, that fed water cattle, people. They said that water came out of that rock just a gushing, just water coming from the rock. Now, how does water come from a rock? But it sustained life, life-giving water. And amen, and if we want to be able to sustain life in this hour, amen, we have to have life-giving water. And we understand that water types the Holy Ghost. Amen. The baptism of the Holy Ghost is not a one-time event. Amen. You get thirsty. Your body is a way of letting you know that you need some water. That if you don't drink enough water, your body will shut down. Your organs will quit. First, things will start drying up on the inside. You'll begin to have certain symptoms of cramping, things of that nature. Your body's trying to say you need to get to some water. You need to get to some water. Then if you ignore it, then other things will happen. Maybe things begin to look dry. You begin to be able to visibly see that person's dehydrated. You begin to get headaches and things of that nature. And then if you continue to ignore that thing, after a while, what they call you go into a stroke from lack of water. Say you just need some fluids in it. It'll be all right. Now, if we type that in the spiritual, amen, you started out. Amen. And you're in the presence of Almighty God. Amen. And you're running this race. You begin to give of yourself. When you give of yourself, you perspire. And along the way, you lose a little bit. If you don't get rehydrated, you're not going to make it to the end. You're just not going to make it to the end. Amen. Now, we want to take a little scripture reading here. You can turn to it if you like. If you don't like, you don't have to. But we'll go right on. We're going to, and my wife, yeah, I'm sorry. I just get worried about y'all flipping and going on. I'm going to just keep going. My wife always tell me, say, you read too much. I say, well, I just do what I do. Do the best I can. Amen. We'll take this reading here from Matthew 17. Amen. And we want to just see something here, and we're going to bring something out by the help of the Lord. And after 6 days, Jesus take Peter, James, and John, his brother, and bringeth them up unto a high mountain, and was transfigured before them. And his face did shine as the sun, and his raiment was as white as light. And behold, there appeared unto them Moses and Elijah, taken with him. And Jesus, and then answered Peter, and said unto Jesus, Lord, it is good for us to be here. if thou wilt, let us make here three tabernacles, one for thee, one for Moses, and one for Elijah. And while he yet spake, behold, a bright cloud overshadowed him. And behold, a voice out of the cloud which said, this is my beloved son in whom I am well pleased. Hear ye him. And when the disciples heard it, they fell on their face and were so afraid. And Jesus came and touched them and said, arise and be not afraid. And if I had to title this, give it a title that tonight, I would say, arise and be not afraid. Amen. Now, we see here in Matthew 13, amen. Matthew 13, 24. He say, but I say unto you that it shall be, I'm sorry, I went back too far. Amen. Another parable put forth unto them, saying, the kingdom of heaven is likened unto a man that soweth good seed in his field. But while men slept, the enemy came in and sowed tares among the wheat and went his way. But when the blade was sprung up and brought forth fruit, then appeared the tares. Now notice, first the man came and sowed good seed. You know, and after that come the bad seed. See, so we see that the prophet was talking about there that the person that sowed the good seed was God. See, Satan is always coming behind and watching what God is going to do. So he see God sowed seed in this field, so now he wants to come and confuse the situation. And sow bad seed in that same field. Because, see, he's the author of confusion. So many times it's all he want to do. If he can sow confusion into the situation, amen, a lot of times he can cause many problems. In the message, a seed of discrepancy. The word discrepancy means to sow discord or being contrary and indifferent. Amen. And in that message, you see, thank you, brother, that the prophet's constantly bringing out that we have to separate ourselves from unbelief. It is vitally important, amen, that you keep yourself guarded from unbelief. We see in the Garden of Eden that Eve, she had a barrier of protection around her. Amen. As long as she stayed fortified behind the word of God. But see, Satan is constantly looking for a weak point. He's constantly looking for a soft spot. Maybe it's something that somebody said to you that may cause a little wound. And it caused a little soft spot. And see, he'll attack right there. And if he can ever get behind that and sow that seed of discord in your heart, you would do things that you didn't think you would do. You would do things that you did not think you would do, because what happening is that seed is laying there. Now, hold on. Now, watch this. The same Holy Ghost, the same water that waters the good seed is watering that bad seed. That's why he said it'll be so close that it'll deceive the very elect if it was possible. But it's not possible. Why isn't it not possible? Because when they realized that the devil came and sowed bad seed, they immediately wanted to go pluck up the bad seed, but he said, no, let them grow together. Because see, if you go plucking up the bad seed while it's in seed form, you do damage to the good seed. Let them grow together. You got to let them manifest themselves. Because when the manifestation of that seed produces itself, you'll easily be able to see which is which. Now, on the other hand, he said, I'm not going to leave it to anybody else. He said, I will do the separating. If it was possible, it's not possible because the Lord himself is doing the separating. He's doing the separating in this hour. Glory to God. Amen, amen. So we see this discrepancy. You have to separate yourself. I want you to notice something. A while back, the pastor made a comment. He said, I see what you're doing. I see what the devil doing. He was getting bombarded. One will make a phone call this day. Then another one will make a phone call this day. And another one will make a phone call asking him questions about the message. Well, what about this? And what about this? And what about this? And what about this? He said, I see you, devil. I know what you're trying to do. You're trying to wear me out. I'm not going to answer no more of your questions. Get away. I see what you're trying to do. You're looking for a weak point. You're looking for a weak point to try to sow that bad seed in my heart. You have to keep yourself protected in this hour, my brothers and sisters. The devil mean business. You better mean business. Because he's not playing. Amen. So it's important. When you find people that that's not speaking just right, sowing discord, you separate yourself. Now the prophet said, and we say, now you don't have to just have nothing to do with them. You can say howdy, howdy, and goodbye. Because I'm not going to entertain your foolishness. Because I can't allow you to sow that bad seed in my heart. He'll sow that thinking you won't even know it. All of a sudden you'll start, man, this one don't like me. This one don't like me. Then that thing will grow. Next thing you know, I'm leaving the church. All from a conversation. The word of God is the seed. So if the word of God is the seed that bringeth forth good fruit, it's going to be a word that soweth bad seed. It's through conversation. Through conversation. Does that seed enter? All you got to do, once you accept it, you ain't even got to accept it. All you got to do is reason with it. Maybe you right. Bam, there it is. He got you. That seed has been planted. Now it's going to take God to unpluck that seed. You have to keep yourself protected. Let's look at an example.
Turn to 2 Kings. You love the Lord. Amen. Amen. Get caught up and get ahead of myself. 2 Kings, the 3rd chapter. We're going to read from, I'm sorry, the 2nd chapter, and we're going to read from the 9th verse. Amen. It says, and it came to pass that when they were gone over, that Elijah said unto Elisha, as what I shall do for thee before I'm taken away, I be taken away from thee. And Elisha said, I pray thee, let a double portion of thy spirit be upon me. And he said, thou hast asked a hard thing. But nevertheless, if thou see me when I am taken from thee, it shall be so unto thee. But if not, it shall be so. Amen. And it came to pass, as they still went on and talked, that behold, there appeared a chariot of fire and horses of fire, and parted them both asunder. And Elijah went up by a whirlwind into heaven. And Elisha saw it, and he cried, my father, the chariots of Israel and the horsemen thereof. And he saw him no more. And he took hold of his own clothes and rent them to pieces. He took up also the mantle of Elijah that fell from him and went back and stood by the bank of Jordan. Amen. And he took the mantle of Elijah and fell, and he smote the water and said, where is the Lord God of Elijah? And when he also had smitten the water, they parted hither and thither, and he went over. And earlier that it says he went over, when they came over the first time, when Elijah did it, they went over on dry ground. Amen. So we see here, amen, Elisha, amen, asked for a double portion. Amen. Of what he had saw, amen, from Elijah. Now, keep it on the same concept here. This in during this time, there was believers, and there were borderline believers. Amen. There was churches, many different churches. We see that Ahab was a borderline believer. Man, very religious. Amen. He had heard the message from Elijah. Amen. But he refused to listen. I mean, he just couldn't seem to bring himself to believe the word from the prophet. He had a religious conception, amen, and he said a borderline believer, amen, is worse than an infidel. A borderline believer is worse than an infidel. Revelation 3:15 says, I know thy works, that thou art neither hot or cold. And I will spill you out of my mouth. You see, work that I wish that you was either hot or cold. But the worst thing you can do is be borderline. Is be borderline. See, we need to make sure, amen, that we go all the way with the Lord. Now we understand this word saved. When we don't know God, we say what? We get saved. Now the prophet brought this out and hear ye him, and he says, you can neither be saved physically or you can be saved spiritually. He said the same word is used for both. The prayer of faith shall save the sick, and the sick and you're lost, because it's so in prayer of shall save the lost as well. Amen. Now the prophet was bringing out a situation here about a fellow, amen, who had a prostate trouble. And I'm not going to read the whole thing. I'm just going to paraphrase it and everything just for the sake of time. And he went to the messenger and he was healed from the situation. Went back to the doctor. This fellow's name was Dr. Church, and he was a Methodist believer. And he said, well, how things going with you over there? He said, well, you know, for about 6 or 8 months, everything was good, but all of a sudden it came back. Say, my God, it came back. He said, see? He said, that's why I don't believe. That showed that Brother Branham is false. He said, the same man over there, he's this Dr. Church talking, he said, that same man over there during the meetings every year go down to those bunch of Nazarenes and Pilgrim Holiness that backslide during the year and claim that they were saved at the altar. Brother Branham said, healing is just as long as your faith holds out. And so is your salvation. He said, you can be saved tonight and lost next week. You can be healed tonight and crippled tomorrow. It is as long as your faith holds out. The word save is translated sozo, which means you're saved physically, amen, and spiritually. Now, we want you to understand, my brothers and sisters, that the salvation is the beginning of the journey. You can't stop there. You can't feel like, well, a lot of times we confuse salvation and sanctification with the Holy Ghost. Don't make that mistake of getting right to the river and saying, I got enough. It's not enough. Just because you stop listening to worldly music ain't enough. That's sanctification. You are now ready to receive the baptism of the Holy Ghost. If you have went through, you've taken the inoculation, repent and be baptized for the remission of your sins. Now, when you repent and be baptized, you are baptized for the remission of your sins. They say, and ye shall receive the gift of the Holy Ghost. There's something you got to do. The prophet was telling about a story. One fella, he said, I don't know if there be any Holy Ghost. He said, well, we're not working today. I can show you. I can show you why you don't have the Holy Ghost. Took him to a field, and he say, you just follow me. They walked, and they took him to a field, and they stood and he said, well, is this where we get it? Nope, let's keep walking. And he took him over to a grassy area where the grass was a little bit higher. And he say, well, is this where we get it? Nope, let's keep walking. Let's follow me. And he walked up to this pig pen. But the old man took off his shoes and his socks and rolled his pants leg up. And this mud slop, probably about calf high, went trouncing in it. And he turned around, and the fellow was still on the sideline. He said, well, what are you doing? Come on. He said, well, wait a minute. I'm not coming out in that. He said, well, come. He said, that's your problem. You don't want it bad enough.
That's your problem. You don't want it bad enough. What are you willing to go through? Amen. I mean, when a lot of times we just think that, well, coming to church and sit up under the word and it's just going to, no! You have to show God how bad you want it. He told them to go to the upper room and tarry there. They waited, not for an hour, not for 2 hours. I'm sure they were probably like, well, wait a minute, what's going on? How long are we going to stay here? But they stayed there until. It's how bad you want it. If you don't show any desperation for it, shame on you. He's not going to give it to you. You don't want it bad enough. Come in with this, oh my God, this lackluster attitude, the church. My God. Once you receive the Holy Ghost, you're not there yet. We have to go all the way until Matthew 17. And TC said, this is my beloved son. Hear ye him. What is that Holy Ghost? Once you receive that Holy Ghost, he said, that is the tutor. That is the tutor. What does the tutor do? The tutor goes back to God and say, well, God, man, you got yourself something right there. He's doing a wonderful job. I tell you what, at church time, he's the first thing to get the hour before service, praying up. Oh, I tell you, well, you'll be real proud of him. Oh, he's just worshiping, having himself a good time. Or he go to the Lord and say, Lord, I tell you what, I hate to tell you this. That fella stayed home to watch something on TV, the basketball game or something. He letting all kind of things get in the way. He doing this. He doing that. He's just real slowful. Just real slowful. My God. Thank you, Lord. Now he says, listen, I just want to bring that out the right way. Now remember those conducts. No, let me go back here. He says here, and hear ye him. He says, and then this tutor must be just, he don't pull any punches. He must bring the direct truth to the father. And how that tutor must blush when he come up to the father to his face. And he said, your son is not doing too good. He's fallen in his studies. He's a dilatory. How the tutor must feel to come before the father with such a message that about his son. Now, see, he's still a son. He just can't give you the keys to the kingdom yet. And often wonder how the Holy Spirit must feel in the presence of God, bringing the conduct of your modern day church, which so much world in it, such dilatory, those things that been graceful to and given the new birth. Oh, it must be terrible. And to think that in these last days, how corrupt church is getting to be. On Wednesday night, instead of going to prayer meeting, they stay home and watch television. Remember, those conducts of yours go right straight in the presence of God. By somebody who won't pull any punches, no matter how good a neighbor you are, no matter how fine of a pillar you are in the church, the Holy Spirit brings the truth to God. How he must feel when he go and say, the woman, the daughters of the church, strip themselves down and wear them little old short clothes.
get out there in the lawn, mow the yard before men. That might burn you up, but it ought to, he says. He say, what's the matter today? Too many sissies behind the pulpit and a lot of Hollywood evangelism. We need that good old-fashioned gospel, that gospel of St. Paul, Paul's revival, and the Bible, the Holy Ghost, back to the church again. It used to be wrong for the holiness people and the Methodist people, amen, that tried to live right, for the women to wear that manicure stuff or whatever you call it, that stuff that they put on their face. I know that's the wrong word, but I can't never think of it anyhow. It used to be wrong for them to do such a thing. It used to be wrong for Christians to wear, to bob hair. Something went wrong somewhere. The Bible says it's wrong. Now, either you go out of the harness of your pastors, got out of the will of God and quit preaching it. But the truth and the Holy Spirit bears record for God. That's right. It used to be wrong for people to go out to the picture shows of entertainment of the world. But today you can't tell one from the other. People will miss prayer meeting and attend some kind of large meeting. And how in the world can a Christian who calls themselves a child of God ever go to these places to eat and so forth? These little old Nickelodeons and playing rotten Tommy Rot songs of Elvis and all these other things and being shook up. He said, you're going to be all shook up one day for sure. But how not? Only young folks. Now, not only young folks, but grandma and grandpa does it. That's right. Babysitters. While mama and papa is out getting around over the country, Sunday morning they go to church with the long, sanctimonious face. What you need is a good old-fashioned Holy Spirit shaking. It's what this country needs. You know the truth. And, oh, years ago, it used to be wrong for women to smoke cigarettes. But it's popular now. And no matter how much the medical science says that there's carloads of cancer in every pack of cigarettes, they still do it. You talk about filth. My God. Amen. So church, we see, amen, that there is a tutor, and he is going back to the Father, telling everything. Amen. That's the Holy Spirit. Now, we see that the Holy Spirit is trying to get us to a point, trying to get us to Matthew 17, to where we, amen, can say, this is my beloved son, and hear ye him. Amen. I want to just bring out, the prophet was talking about in the message, yeah, the same message, hear ye him, I believe it was. How we need to get back to the basics. He was in a meeting, and he said a meeting was so successful. It was things that was happening in that meeting. He said it was in Canada and a bunch of Indians, but all during the song service, there was a young girl who was outside the church in the field praying for the service. She had got there an hour before service, and she started praying for the service, and she would pray clean through the song service, and then she would come in. He said that one thing alone made the difference. We have a problem, church. The reason, I can read it. I have it here. He said the reason you don't see God move in the church
is we treat it like luster. We come in late. We don't come in with the right attitude. We come in with little things on our minds. And he said, God is displeased with that. He said, this is what he called it. I wish I can find it right now. But he said, it's that coldness, that starchiness that you feel. He said, it's because of your approach. It's because of your approach. Many know my testimony, how I left the gospel for a while. Church, I'm going to tell you, when I came back, it took a little bit, but I said, this ain't the same message I left. That first time I went over to the meeting, immediately the preachers finished preaching, it looked like intermission at a basketball game. People got up and go to the bathroom and get water. That ain't the time to move. That's the time to sit still and wait for God. At the deacon in me, I wanted to say, what my church? I couldn't say nothing. I want to say, what are y'all doing? How do you know God finished? Don't nothing happen because y'all get it's time to go. Looking at your clock. Man preaching. Looking at your clock. Man, I'm trying to get up out of here. I got something to do. I left a pot of okra on or something. What if the rapture happened in the morning? You don't even get to eat that food. It's our approach, saints. It shows. In 2 Kings, I was heading somewhere, but for the sake of time, I'm going to just jump forward. He went on and he said, your valley full of ditches. Go and dig your valley full of ditches. He says that you don't hear any thunder or rain, but in the morning you'll wake up and those ditches will be full of water. What does the water represent? The Holy Ghost. Now, how much do you want? It's how deep you dig your ditch. How deep are you digging your ditch? How bad do you want it? Prophet God was talking about, he told his daddy one time, he said, Daddy, I can swim. He said, yeah, well, let me see. Let's go out here. And he went out there and took his clothes off. Got this little mud puddle about a couple feet, not even a foot or so deep, about 6 inches or so, just a big mud puddle. Jumped in that mud puddle, belly just dragging the mud, and he just splashing mud everywhere. He said he happened to turn around and look at his daddy and seen the discontent. And they said, you get yourself in that house and you take your shot. I better not ever hear you out here talking about this, playing around like this no more. You ain't swimming. But he said one day his uncle took him out there on the boat and he kept telling his uncle he could swim, took him out 30 foot of water and hit him with the oar, not moving the water. He said he had to prove it then. See? He said that's right, the same thing. A lot of us sit here, we think we got the Holy Ghost. We just splashing mud. He said, one day the Lord gonna take you out in the deep water and just push you off the boat. Saints, I done been, Lord have mercy. And I know a lot. Y'all know a lot of you know what I'm talking. Done been through some hard tests. I mean hard. Seek Holy Ghost, my brothers and sisters. Not one time, but a constant. The rain come often upon the earth. Often upon the earth. Let's change our attitude. Let's change our attitude about the gospel. And we'll see God do something for our families, for us. Y'all keep Brother Josue in prayer. Amen. We expecting a miracle. Amen. I know God can do it. See, there's many different needs. Needs we don't even know about. You begin to see somebody not showing up. Give them a call. Be mindful of what's going on. Try
you even if you're home, whatever you're doing, service time is at 7:30. Just break it down about 6 and go into prayer. Go into prayer. Have a real concern about the gospel. There's so much work for us to do. God want to do great things. We was looking there in Kings. He said, a double portion. He said, that's us. He said, when we see him go, he said, come back. He said, greater works shall we do. That's our double portion. If we see him when he go. See means to understand. Greater works. That's the double portion. But we see them, it's our attitude. Immediately Elisha took, and he said, that the Lord God did it for Elijah? He'll do it for me. But he had to come with the same approach to the gospel. God bless my auntie. She wrote a song, say, coming to you. Don't you let this gospel become common to you. Seek ye the fullness of God. Because I promise you, if you stop, you'll wither up, you'll dry up, and the devil will take full advantage of you. Just full advantage of you. Shame you. Shame you before men. Yes, he will. Yes, he will. Shame you before men. I'm a witness. Shame you before men. Musicians, come. Amen. Let us, amen, not fall in this hour. Let us, amen, continue to run this race. Amen. Stay on the firing line, my brothers and sisters. It was so much, but I believe the Lord said, amen, what he would have me to say without keeping us too long on a Wednesday night. Amen. You love the Lord? Amen. Amen. I surrender all. I surrender all. All to Jesus, I surrender. Amen. I surrender all to him. I freely give. His presence daily there. I surrender all. I surrender all. Forsaken, take me, Jesus.
Jesus, take me now. I surrender all.
Gracious God, we, Lord, we just thank you, Father. Oh, God, may the word, Lord God, find a resting place this evening, oh, God. Oh, Lord God, may, oh, God, your will be done. Lord, we're taking the word off of the pages of this book, Lord. And under the inspiration of the Holy Ghost, Lord God, we delivered it to your people, oh Father. Lord, we've taken the written word, which became the inspired word. Now may it become the manifested word in the hearts of the believers, oh God. Lord God, may we just ponder and think on the things that were spoken, oh Father. Lord, in my just chopped up way, you know, we just had so much more. Many of the examples of the Bible, oh Father God, to show, Lord God, that we don't come with a thimble or with a little cup. Lord God, we dig our ditches deep, Lord. We just want so much of you, Lord. Just fill our cup, Lord God. We don't bring just a little cup, Lord, but Lord God, I just bring a big barrel. Fill it up, Lord God. Oh, God. Lord, I need thee, oh, Father. May each and every heart, Lord, examine themselves, Lord. It's too late in the hour, Lord God, to fall short. We must go all the way with you, Lord God. 99.5 just won't do. Lord, we must strive to make 100%. That the tutor can take back, Lord, to you, Lord, all of the good things, Lord. And you see that we are dedicated, committed, sold out. Lord, that we have surrendered our all. And you can take us, Lord, and say, now go, arise, and go forth and hear ye him. And we have all have a job to do. The brothers, sisters, the young folks, may we find ourselves in your will. Lord God, James says that Elijah was a man of like passion, but he spoke that it not rain for 3.5 years, and it rained not. Means he was a man just like. He had faults, failures, ups, downs, and put his pants on one leg at a time. It was no different. He just knew he was in God's will. And you promised us, Lord God, a double portion. Oh, God, may we find ourselves right square in your will, oh, God. Look on our brother Josue, Lord God. Lord, we're looking for a mighty testimony of healing, oh, Father God. Lord God, before may the x-rays come back, Lord God. There's nothing there. May it be a powerful testimony to your glory, Lord. A witness, oh Father God, that you're right here among us, oh Father God. Know it's your good pleasure, Lord God. Let it be so, Lord God. Lord, to stir faith in someone else, oh God. Lord, let us not just stop at salvation. Not just stop at justification or sanctification. Even after we receive the baptism of the Holy Ghost, Lord God, may we still, Lord God, just seek more, Lord God, until you take us home. We're going to constantly be in a battle until we get out of here. As long as we're in this pest house. Continue to bless us, Lord. Lord, we prepare to take this offering, oh Father. Oh God, may you just bless it, oh Father God. May it go for the upbuilding of your kingdom, oh God. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Surrender all to thee. Sing it all, saints. Let's sing it. Just examine ourselves, amen, and just be mindful of our approach to the gospel. And we've, you know, my wife and I was traveling. That's sad. Y'all should have saw her. She shopped till she dropped. And she probably might say I was worse than her. But, you know, when our travels, we were just traveling along, and you say, how many people you think we passed along the way? You know, cars, houses, just millions. Had to be a million or so. Just people everywhere. We was going down south, went down into Doral, was it? Just a lot of people. People everywhere. And she say, here we go in this little car, you know, seed of God just traveling through. What a blessing it is. You're blessed to be sitting here. Don't take it for granted the opportunity that God has called you to. Many can't hear this gospel. Many don't want to hear this gospel. Oblivious to it. But somehow, some way through your life's experiences, here you are.
and it has pricked your heart to the point that you want to be here and you want more, God, don't take it lightly. Don't treat it haphazardly. Oh, many are called, but few are chosen. That number is going to be a very small little bunch. Amen. So let us just keep those things in mind. You know, we are blessed. We're truly blessed. Come in with worship. He loves to worship. There were so many quotes I had. I talk about when the preacher up there, you just sit there like a lump on a log. Won't say amen. He said it. Won't worship, won't lift your hands for nothing. He said he'd take that right back to God. The tool to take it back to God. Nah, they sitting there, he ready to go home. He don't even enjoy the worship. He don't even enjoy the service of the Lord. He not worshiping, he not doing nothing. Lord, they ain't ready. They ain't ready. And that coldness that you feel, you're affecting somebody else. You're affecting somebody else. But I tell you what, if you get on your knees an hour before service time and get yourself in the right frame of mind and get yourself in the right spirit, I promise you, you'll see a difference. The pastor preached a message, open wide your mouth. Don't be afraid to worship God. He inhabits the worship of his people. He lives in that. Just in that little time that we came out here before service and those songs of worship, I felt the atmosphere change. Felt the atmosphere change. So what is it if we all just, some might be praying at home, might not be able to get here. Some get here early and pray and then get here and enter in. Shut out. See, the mind is the battlefield. And you trying to enter in to heavenly places and he's constantly battling your mind. But look at this and look at that and look at that and look at this and what I did today and this happened today and that happened today. Got it. That's the devil. Shut it off. Enter in. I don't know if you brothers notice. Every time those brothers come from Sarasota or whatnot, they come right in and they wait, boom, right on that front row. See, people want to look in the back. Get up here in the fire, right close, and pull on the preacher. Lord, I need you. I'm going for myself. I'm not coming here to look and gawk around and, well, what's happening today? Look around. No. Let it start with me. You got to get to the point where there's nobody in the building but you and God. You'll see him do something for you. But as long as you're looking around and this one going to the bathroom, that one going to the bathroom, all these distractions. Nothing going to happen that way. Nothing. He said you either come in, you leave better, or you leave worse. And I promise you, if you keep coming in with that kind of attitude, nothing happens, because of what your actions, guess what? You're going to begin to blame God. I come to church, I don't feel nothing. I don't feel, that's your fault. Let us, Benedict, we're going to go home on that. I'm sorry. I'm just expressing myself. Amen. I'm just your deacon. Amen. Dear Heavenly Father, Lord God, as we prepare to leave this place, oh Father God, for not from your presence, God, may you just go with us, oh Lord God, as we go to our separate homes, Lord God, be with us, Lord God. Lord, as we just meditate on you, Lord God, we thank you. Father, I feel you so near, even right now. Lord, we pray for our pastor. Give him traveling mercy. Protect him. Keep him. It's my prayer. In Jesus' precious name, amen.